Analysis: Republican-led states continue to lead in economic recovery through March. By Jacob Bliss on April 16, 2022. Across the county, states led by Republican governors and legislatures have proven to be overwhelmingly more successful at leading their states to economic recovery than those governed by Democrats. According to an analysis of recently released March state-by-state unemployment data from the Department of Labor. An analysis of the Labor Department's state employment and unemployment data for March from the Republican National Committee, RNC, research team revealed that Republican-led states have continued, month after month, to outperform Democrat-led states in job recovery and lowest unemployment numbers throughout the pandemic. New data confirms Republican-led states continue to see more jobs and lower unemployment. The RNC research team wrote in its analysis of the March data. More jobs are being recovered and unemployment is lower in red states. Republican governors and legislatures run the top four states with the highest job growth in the country. Similarly, nine of the top 10 states for jobs recovered are led by Republican governors. All 10 states have Republican-controlled legislatures. As states across the country continue to get back to work after the coronavirus pandemic. Looking further into the data, the RNC analysis confirmed that through March, 14 of the top 20 states led by Republican governors are doing a better job than any of the states led by Democrat governors. And 16 of the top 20 recovering states have Republican-controlled legislatures. Republicans entirely control the top four states. Additionally, 11 of the top 13 states, Utah, Idaho, Montana, Texas, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Arizona, Arkansas, South Dakota, and Indiana, are entirely led by Republicans and have more people working now than they had before the coronavirus pandemic started and any restrictions were put in place, as shown in the chart below under percent of lost jobs recovered. Since the pandemic started, Utah has recovered 154.8% of its jobs, Idaho 148%, Montana 125%, Texas 116.7%, Florida 112.2%, Georgia 112.1%, Tennessee 112%, Arizona 109.8%, Arkansas 109.6%, South Dakota 105.6%, and Indiana 100.9%. The analysis also showed that all Republican-led states have recovered at least two-thirds of the jobs lost during the pandemic. On average, Republican-led states have recovered 98% of their lost jobs from the pandemic, compared to 86% for the Democrat-led states. The contrast in leadership is clear, RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel stated of the analysis. Month after month, the data shows Republican-led states lead the country in lowest unemployment and job recovery. While Joe Biden and the Democrats cause 40-year high inflation, record gas prices, and economic hardship, Republican-led states are creating jobs, keeping schools open, and helping small businesses thrive, McDaniel added. Chart 1, data from the U.S. Department of Labor, colorized analysis by the Republican National Committee. Chart 2, data from the U.S. Department of Labor, colorized analysis by the Republican National Committee. Furthermore, according to the RNC analysis, the four states with the lowest unemployment rates are fully Republican-led. The top five states with the lowest unemployment are led by Republican legislatures. As states across the country continue to get back to work after the coronavirus pandemic. The four Republican-governed states with the lowest unemployment rates from March are Nebraska, 2%, Utah, 2%, Indiana, 2.2%, and Montana, 2.3%. Additionally, out of the top 25 states with the lowest unemployment rates, 20 are led by Republican governors. And out of those top 25 states with the lowest unemployment rates, 21 have Republican-controlled legislatures. In fact, 12 of the 15 states with the lowest unemployment rates are fully Republican-led. Conversely, 7 of the 10 states with the highest unemployment rates are fully Democrat-led. Democrats lead the two states with the highest unemployment percentages, Nevada, 5%, and New Mexico, 5.3%. The analysis found that Democrat-led states have an average unemployment rate of nearly 1 percentage point higher than the Republican-led states. The 28 states with Republican governors average 3.2%, whereas Democrat-led states have an average unemployment rate of 4.1%. But both are down from prior months. Additionally, according to the RNC analysis, two-thirds of the states with lower unemployment rates than when the pandemic began are helmed by Republican governors, and 89% have Republican-controlled legislatures. It also outlined that 17 states hit new record low unemployment rates, noting that 13 have Republican governors, and 16 have Republican-controlled legislatures, which is up from the previous month. Chart 3, data from the U.S. Department of Labor, colorized analysis by the Republican National Committee. Chart 4, data from the U.S. Department of Labor, colorized analysis by the Republican National Committee. Although this analysis represents March's state-by-state unemployment data from the Department of Labor, the country is still going through constant problems since Joe Biden became president. Under Biden, the country has experienced higher gas prices and has seen the highest inflation rate since December 1981, bad jobs reports, and an ongoing supply chain crisis. A budget model from the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School showed that inflation cost families an additional $3,500 in 2021, meaning they would have had to spend that much more just to keep up with their normal yearly expenses, based on 2019 and 2020 spending models. This past Tuesday, data from the Department of Labor showed the Consumer Price Index rose 8.5% in March compared to a year ago, the most significant year-over-year increase since December 1981. It also showed that overall food prices rose 8.8% compared to a year ago, meaning everyday food items rose. Even the price of a kitchen table went up an eye-popping 16.8% compared to a year ago. But the price of food was not the only problem for American families. Americans saw a substantial increase in energy bills as inflation soared. Overall energy prices rose 32% compared to a year ago, and rose 11.4% from February to March of this year alone. And since last March, oil has gone up an astonishing 70.1%, up 22.3% just from February. Motor fuel is also up 48.2% in the last 12 months, 19.8% from just February. Since the Democrats have taken power in Washington, between Congress and Biden they have taken aim at American energy. As most Democrats stood by, Biden canceled the Keystone XL pipeline, suspended oil and gas leasing, halted federal support for oil and gas projects overseas, and suspended oil drilling leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, ANWR. In fact, Biden and the Democrats spent last year trying to ram partisan bills from the president's legislative agenda through Congress, which they are still trying to do, while the country was recovering from the pandemic. Democrats passed the disastrous $1.2 trillion, 2,702-page so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill, which Biden signed into law, and passed the $1.75 trillion Build Back Better Act, BBB, in the House. While all but one Democrat voted to pass the BBB, Democrats knew ahead of time how harmful the bill would be for American energy. In fact, six vulnerable members acknowledged how hurtful BBB was and even wrote a letter to Democrat leadership saying it targeted the oil, natural gas, and refining industries in the United States. They noted that the BBB, if passed, had the potential to cost thousands of jobs, stifle economic recovery, increase energy costs for all Americans, strengthen our adversaries, and ultimately impede the transition to a lower carbon future. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Jacob Bliss.